Hey, this is Bobby McGraw. Welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Thanks for joining us today. We say it a lot around here that these are about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, just a way to start our day on the right foot with our head in the right place. And so today, as we think about that and we have this desire of this day counting, let's think about the one little word, trust. Am I putting my trust in the right place? When we think about faith, there's a lot of different elements of faith, and there's a lot of things that fuel our faith. But underneath all of those different layers and levels of faith, there's that one little word of trust. Trust is something that every single one of us has, and we have to decide what we're going to do with the trust that we do have. We have to decide in whom or in what will we put our trust. So today, while thinking about trust, I want you to listen to these words. They come right out of Psalm 20, a psalm written by David. He says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob set you securely on high. May he send you help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. May he remember all your meal offerings and find your burnt offerings acceptable. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your counsel. We will sing for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stood upright. Save, O Lord, may the King answer us in the day we call." I love verse 7. It says, some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast or we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Where have you been placing that trust? What have you been trusting in? Sometimes we trust in our job. Sometimes we trust in our employer. Sometimes we trust in our bank account. And sometimes it's our friends. Some people even trust in themselves, and we trust in our past successes. We trust in our education, our talents, our possessions. The list can go on and on and on. But the problem with those things is those are all temporary. Those things are subject to come and go, to change. The only person that doesn't change is God himself. He is the rock that cannot be moved. And so today, as we think about trust and where we're placing our trust, I want to encourage you that we can have full assurance that God will deliver us from our troubles just as he's delivered us in the past. We can then take our trust and we can put it in the right place. We can put it in God and God alone. Trust is not upset because it's entered into God's rest. Trust is not confused because it has no need to lean on its own understanding. Trust does not give up. It doesn't panic. Trust believes that God is good and that he works all things out for our good. So today, the challenge is to choose to place your trust in God, because when you do, you get to see God-like results. I hope you have a great day today. If you found this encouraging, please share it with a friend. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast.